This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The scenic Beartooth Highway between Red Lodge and Cook City will need extensive repairs after rain fell on the pass's snowpack, causing rapid flooding and washing out the highway in at least six places. Severe flooding struck the mountain pass and the mountain communities of Red Lodge and Cook City, which flanked the pass, last week. Six sections of the Beartooth Scenic Byway were washed out, leaving 100-foot cuts that will require extensive resources to repair. The roadway is a lifeline for the community of Red Lodge during the summer months, funneling tourists to and from Yellowstone National Park over a scenic pass that towers at 11,000 feet. President Joe Biden signed a national disaster declaration that will trigger statewide damage relief. Flooding swept over nearly all of southern Montana from the greater Yellowstone area and Gallatin River to east of Billings as floodwaters continue downstream. Yellowstone National Park closed to all visitors last Monday. Gardner on Yellowstone's north side was temporarily cut off from the rest of the world by high water and road washouts. The road north of Gardner to Mammoth was completely destroyed in multiple locations. Less than a week after the historic flood wiped out sections of roadway in the park's northern half, Yellowstone National Park has plans to open the north entrance sometime this summer. Yellowstone National Park Superintendent Cam Shawley said, "One of the best road construction companies is coming to work on both ends of the old Gardner Road to make improvements. Our goal will be to improve the road substantially over the next couple of months. It's about as fast as you can mobilize a plan for a new road." The work will be fast-tracked by $50 million in emergency funds from the Federal Highway Administration and the diversion of a construction crew from work near Old Faithful. Instead of repairing the badly damaged old road along the Gardner River that was gouged out in six places, the workers will build an entirely new route between Gardner and park headquarters at Mammoth Hot Springs, Wyoming. Even when partially reopened, the northern loop will have limited services. The likely scenario is to build the new road between Gardner, Montana, and Mammoth Hot Springs, reopen the roads between Mammoth and Norris, Mammoth and Tower, and over the newly rebuilt Dunraven Pass onto Canyon. Shawley said there would be a hard stop at Tower with no traffic allowed into the Lamar Valley or Slough Creek. That's also the route to Cook City and Silvergate. The Park Service announced it would begin allowing access through three entrances to the southern half of the park beginning Wednesday, June 22nd. Cars with license plates ending in even numbers will be allowed into the park on even-numbered days. Cars that have license plates ending in odd numbers are allowed in on odd days. Vanity plates are considered odd. People who can prove they have reservations at campsites or hotels will be allowed in on the day of the reservation. If the method does not work, the plan is to go to a reservation system. It's still uncertain when the northeast entrance near Cook City and Silvergate will reopen. Three sections of the road were damaged by flooding. Part of the $50 million in federal highway funds will go to reconnecting those damaged segments. Denver regional staff of the Park Service will examine the damaged Yellowstone roads to see what can be moved out of the floodplain. In northwest Montana, Flathead Lake is at full pool, and water is backing up in the South Valley area, including Big Fork, Creston, Lower Valley, and South Kalispell. Residents are being warned of changing conditions, and there is a pre-evacuation notice for residents between Flathead Lake and the Flathead River. Grand Teton National Park official confirmed last Wednesday that the popular grizzly 793, also known as Blondie, lost her three cubs at the end of the previous week. C.J. Adams, the public affairs specialist for Grand Teton National Park, said the last confirmed sighting of Blondie with her cubs was around dark on Friday night, June 10th, in the Pilgrim Flats area of the park. By Saturday morning, she was spotted again, this time without her cubs. While the exact cause of the cubs' deaths is unknown, Adams says it was most likely predation by a male grizzly that killed the cubs. Park officials had observed a male grizzly in the area on Saturday. Adams said, "The mortality rate of grizzly cubs of the year is around 45%. Predation by a male grizzly is the most common cause of death." This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.